Welcome to the Government Technology Insider Podcast. I'm your host, Lucas Hunziker. In this episode, we delve into the transformative impact of digital-first strategies on military health service delivery. As technology continues to revolutionize healthcare, the Defense Health Agency, DHA, is leveraging cutting-edge digital solutions with a focus on the customer experience to enhance efficiency, accessibility, and the quality of care anytime and anywhere for America's warfighters. For a conversation today, I sat down with Alex Dixon, Senior Principal of Military Health Technology Consulting Services at Maximus, to discuss how the DHA can bring this vision to reality and deliver better outcomes for providers, beneficiaries, and the nation's readiness. I hope you enjoy our conversation today. All right, well, thank you so much for taking the time to sit down and speak with me today, Alex. I'm looking forward to our conversation.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and jump into the first question. So, Alex, how can taking a digital-first strategy help the Defense Health Agency achieve its mission?
First, I think it's important to recognize how complex and the broad scope of DHA's mission is. They are supporting the nation. They are improving health and readiness. They've set a standard of building extraordinary experiences, making them ordinary and making exceptional outcomes routine. They're also pursuing a vision of excellence in the delivery of care with the line of anytime, anywhere, always. So achieving that mission, fulfilling that vision, it absolutely necessitates digital modernization of the military health system. So through their digital first strategy, DHA can realize multiple benefits. They're going to be enhancing the patient experience and increasing patient engagement in their own health journey through the use of mobile health apps and patient portals. And these tools, they're used by many large commercial healthcare systems to empower patients to manage their own health, access their records, and communicate securely with providers. DHA is also seeking to enable greater use of telemedicine and making healthcare accessible to patients in any location, including remote, what we call health deserts, while also supporting readiness of the medical providers. And then finally, I think they can really benefit from implementing advanced digital data analytics to help in predicting patient outcomes, personalizing treatment, identifying trends or genomic risk factors, and managing population health through biosurveillance and other techniques. I'll say they've implemented a number of major initiatives within the DHA, certain programs and projects over the past few years to modernize the system, the deployment and standardization of the new electronic health record, and building the MHS information platform and other digital products. These are major steps in the digital first path forward. And by providing greater digital capability for patients and providers in the DHA, they aim to reattract care into the military medical treatment facilities, the MTFs, which is also enabling military care teams to get the needed repetitions in treating certain conditions, which is enhances their readiness, right? So the digital strategy also necessitates having the right data in the right format at the right place and time. So data governance, data interoperability, and data exchanges are critical to ensure the DHA can properly balance the direct care system, the MTF system, with the private care system, the TRICARE system. This is going to necessitate greater care coordination and enable, frankly, the balancing of cost with the TRICARE contracts. I mean, bottom line, the digital-first strategy is the way forward for the DHA, right? And there are some things they need to address, but this is their path forward, and this is a necessity at this point.
Yeah, it's great. So as a follow-up, what are some of the obstacles the DHA is facing in this effort?
First and foremost, the entire health system needs to reach a point of stabilization and standardization. The DHA, frankly, the entire MHS, they've been on a transformation journey or multiple journeys for almost two decades now. So since the transition of the TRICARE management activity become the Defense Health Agency, there have been major changes after major changes, right? So we have to recognize that change fatigue is real, and it could impact the enthusiasm for additional digital-first strategy changes. The members of the MHS are outstanding military and civilian personnel who want to serve and support the mission. But with so many changes over the past decade plus, it must feel like a stable baseline has still not been established. until they stabilize the system, implementing enterprise digital modernization is going to remain a challenge, and it's going to necessitate robust change management strategies. So, second point, despite almost 130,000 committed civilian and military personnel, there are still workforce shortages. Like we all witnessed during the pandemic, the incredible strain placed on our clinical workforce across the entire U.S. healthcare system. But having enough clinical staff at the right facilities when needed to address patient demand, as well as get the readiness repetitions, this is a really daunting challenge. Now, a digital-first strategy ideally alleviates administrative burdens on the workforce by implementing smart technologies to facilitate tasks, but also help predict resource demands and trends. However, those are steps that need to be implemented. And then on the supply side, to increase the clinician workforce supply, I know the Uniformed Services University, they're at the forefront of the MHS digital strategy and looking at how they train military care teams in next generation digital technologies and also leveraging new modes of learning. So the greater the workforce is well-versed in digital health technologies and data literacy, the better the adoption of these digital tools will be to realize the benefits.
So why is it critical for the DHA to focus on patient experience when creating its digital first strategy?
It's a great question. I mean, empowering patients to manage their own health just helps facilitate successful health outcomes for those individuals, and therefore kind of supports military and family readiness. So this requires making the patient experience easy, seamless, convenient, increase their engagement with the system. Now, part of this is really related to the prevalence of technology in our society, the increased adoption of tech in healthcare. I mean, patients now expect the ability to utilize mobile and web applications to securely make online appointments, access their health records and lab results, engage via telemedicine with providers to get real-time advice, manage their prescriptions, and then also kind of access educational resources, learn about conditions, treatments, medication, to help them make more informed decisions about their or their family members' health. For DHA, the patient experience is critical, right? By increasing the adoption, digital tools, increasing patient engagement, they're going to ideally reattract care into the MTF system, helping with the readiness of the medical personnel and simultaneously kind of avoiding costs of the TRICARE network, especially those urgent care and emergency department encounters, which are the most expensive. And again, increasing patient engagement by making the healthcare journey as convenient and seamless as possible continues to empower patients to manage their own health. At Maximus, we focus on customer experience, but we've taken our capabilities a step further to develop total experience management solutions. So we're not just focused on end users or customers, we're also implementing technologies and strategies for employees and staff experience. So while the DHA looks at patient experience, they also must consider the digital experience of their providers and staff. If the employee experience is not satisfactory, then the adoption of new digital-first technologies will not be as successful. And consequently, it will impact the patient experience. So the digital-first strategy must be viewed holistically through a total experience management approach for DHA to truly realize the full benefits.
Now, Alex, how can DHA use the power of artificial intelligence and machine learning to enhance the delivery of healthcare services?
Well, we certainly heard a lot about artificial intelligence, machine learning, ML, over the past few years, and it seems to be accelerating. Now, they do offer incredible potential to improve patient outcomes, streamline operations, enhance medical research, and we're already seeing increased adoption, integration of those tools into healthcare. However, implementation of these must be done cautiously and ethically. AI, ML, and like technologies offer multiple applications in healthcare, like predictive analytics and models that can be used to predict outcomes, hospital readmission rates, as well as help in early intervention and personalization of treatment plans. And the personalization of medicine is really an intriguing prospect, right? Using AI to analyze genetic information and patient history, to tailor treatments, as well as using ML models to predict medication response and optimizing prescriptions. Sometimes refer to this as personalized medicine, precision medicine. That is definitely a possibility. And finally, in diagnostics and imaging, we're seeing AI and ML come into play to enable faster detection of conditions and anomalies and assisting radiologists in detection of those items in an image or other test. Now, these are all aspirational capabilities, and DHA is already implementing some AI ML in areas like pharmacogenomic testing for medication management. There's a ton of potential, but the DHA is really taking a prudent approach to implementing AI ML tools. So in my opinion, the key areas for DHA to implement AI ML are with administrative tasks and virtual health assistants. For administrative tasks, AI can be utilized to automate routine tasks like scheduling and healthcare record management. And by implementing these in process automation at the MTFs, DHA can actually alleviate the administrative burdens on the care teams and staff, which increases the time providers get to interact directly with patients. For virtual health assistants, using AI chatbots or other virtual assistant, it provides patients with health information, it helps them with prescription reminders, and it can handle common medical questions. So these not only improve patient engagement in their own healthcare, but also enable the provider-patient encounter to focus more on significant questions. At Maximus, we're already implementing virtual assistant technologies through our contact center operations. By using this technology, we're able to utilize automation to handle tier zero and some tier one level inquiries, which enables our customer service reps to be more efficient with their time and spend more time on higher complexity actions. So this automation could really enable more efficient use of DHA resources while simultaneously improving the patient experience.
That's great. So in addition to integrating technology like AI and ML to improve service delivery, the DHA has also stressed the importance of including the human factor in healthcare. So how can the DHA balance technology and human connection to optimize experiences and service delivery?
Yeah, the over-reliance on digital tools can lead to less personal interaction between patients and providers, which could eventually lead to negative impacts on the patient experience, their satisfaction, health outcomes, and in DHA's case, the readiness of their medical professionals. So it really is a fine balance. Now, decisions about healthcare are some of the most private and significant that each of us face, whether for ourselves or for our families. So having that one-on-one personal touch with a provider is still critical. I don't think we're ready to remove the person-to-person interaction from the healthcare setting. But having that in-person touch, displaying the empathy and sympathy and just caring for the patient also supports that patient's experience. It cannot always be a digital solution, not in this field. So we want digital solutions that are tools in the toolkit to help facilitate and enhance the in-person health experience, not replace the human factor. This also supports the care team's continuous learning and readiness by enabling them to get the repetitions with patients in person. So the balance is fine. So as we discussed earlier, with the integration of other tools, DHA should seek the implementation of digital technologies that focus on reducing administrative burden on the care team so they do have increased time with patients. They don't have to worry about time-consuming administrative tasks that can be automated. It's going to take analysis of those tasks and processes that can be automated and the integration of tools that make sense within the security of the information systems.
So what are some key metrics for ensuring the DHA's success in its mission to improve the delivery of health services for patients, beneficiaries, and providers?
I mean, there are a number of potential metrics that DHA should really consider measuring to determine the successful integration of digital solutions and how they're impacting the health system and health delivery. So from my perspective, like the key metrics for DHA cover areas of patient care and outcomes, operational efficiencies, financial performance, as well as patient and staff and provider satisfaction. So for patient care and outcomes, like measuring the reduction in readmission rates, the decreases in infection rates and the improvement in clinical efficiency and treatment, those would all be valuable. Additionally, patient safety metrics, like decreases in adverse events, improvement in patient safety indicators, and the reduction in medication errors should all be considered. And it's noted that these metrics also support DHA's journey to become a high reliability organization. In an operational setting, like DHA should study how the digital solution increases process efficiency, like the reduction in wait times, the reduction of time taken by care teams to complete administrative tasks. And as we discussed earlier, like workforce constraints necessitate increased utilization of equipment, facilities, and providers. So DHA must measure how digital solutions impact utilization as well. Obviously, financial impact must be measured, including the realization of cost savings and positive ROI from the digital solution. There's a finite budget and many other bills to pay across the system. They cannot invest too heavily in a single solution that does not produce a positive value quickly. Therefore, this has to be measured and monitored. And last but absolutely not least, patient and staff satisfaction must be measured. DHA already captures survey results from patients and customer satisfaction scores from their staff using the systems. But improvement in these satisfaction scores driven by digital solutions will demand or demonstrate success. I also encourage expanding the capture of satisfaction data through sentiment analysis or other non-invasive approaches that increase DHA's ability to determine how patients and staff feel about the digital solutions and the improvement to their experience.
Well, thank you, Alex. So before we wrap up, is there anything else you'd like to share with our audience today?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I just absolutely want to recognize the steps the DHA has already taken to implement the digital first strategy. They're piloting various digital solutions. They've established an innovation team structure and processes to infuse innovation into the DNA of the organization. And this is not easy. Like, innovative technologies must be implemented securely and in compliance with the broader national security and Department of Defense regulations. However, I feel strongly they're on the path to build a modernized, integrated, and resilient healthcare delivery system. We at Maximus, we seek to integrate digital health solutions that are seamless, scalable, and secure to support DHA's mission. We're looking forward to DHITS 2024 from August 20th to the 22nd in Dallas. And we encourage everyone to stop by our booth, number 523, to see some of our solutions that advance digital-first healthcare strategy.
Thank you, Alex, for joining us today, and a big thank you to our listeners for tuning in. If you're interested in staying up to date on the latest best practices, lessons learned, and proven strategies for leveraging innovative technologies in federal, state, and local government, be sure to visit us at governmenttechnologyinsider.com. I've been your host, Lucas Hunsker, and until next time, so long.